The Raiders and Chargers clash for the AFC West shootout.
Look at the stats, putting them numbers up. I'm running it up.
Touchdown! It's Eckler on the wheel, and the Raiders have a pulse here.
I'm running it up.
Eckler breaking away. Touchdown!
All these guys stepped up big time today, so it was awesome to see.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
10 years and running. We get a people. What they want.
Jalen, what hip-hop legend is joining us in just a few minutes on this program?
This gentleman has given us historic bars, verses, and hooks. AZ, the legend, the icon, will be here in the B block.
But we start with last night's game. It was the Chargers who jumped out early with 3 touchdowns in the first half, and Justin Herbert looked like that dude. What do you think about the Chargers' win over the Raiders?
Quiet as kept, the Chargers got weapons. When you have Justin Herbert, who's already has the makings of what looks like is gonna be a great career, a franchise quarterback, don't sleep. They got Mike Williams on the outside. They got Keenan Allen on the outside, but they got a secret weapon in the backfield that isn't so much of a secret anymore. The second in the NFL in running back fantasy points, Austin Eckler. He be balling, Jacoby. You give it to him out of the backfield, he could get one rushing. You definitely could throw it to him out of the backfield. He's been like a Swiss Army knife for them, and their offense looked really good moving the football against the Raiders.
When you talk about the best teams in the AFC, everyone brings up the Chiefs and everyone brings up the Bills, but the Chargers have definitely put themselves in that conversation. And Jalen, I have to tell you something. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you, but be careful because it is time for the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
Urban Meyer had a weekend.
Irby.
He had a weekend that he had to apologize for.
Benji.
Let's just start by listening to the apology.
I just apologize to the team and staff and for being a distraction, just stupid. And so I explained everything that happened and owned it and, you know, just stupid. Should not have myself in that kind of position.
Irvin, did you fly back with the team, or did you stay in?
No, I stayed to see the grandkids, and we all went to dinner that night at the restaurant. And then there's a big group next to our restaurant, and they wanted me to come over and take pictures, and I did. And they were trying to pull me out on the dance floor, screwing around, and I should have left.
Okay. So we've all seen the video. We know what he's apologizing for. But he was at Urban Meyer's Pint House, and they wanted to drag him on the dance floor, and he shouldn't have put himself in that position. Jalen, what do you think about Irby's weekend?
I think a few things. First and foremost, we're going to make light of it because nothing illegal happened, and it seems like nothing happened against either human being's will. Now, what happens between him and his wife, that's none of our business. However, since we are in the entertainment business, I have to say this, Jacoby. If this was a woman, they would call him a cougar. Since it's Urban Meyer, what are they gonna call him?
Jaguar. Jaguar. First of all, if you're gonna apologize, you can't say I shouldn't have put myself in that position. You gotta choose your words better. And then he tried to be the victim. Jalen, they tried to drag him on the dance floor, and they wanted to take pictures with him. Urban.
See, Urban. Here's a few things. Like, first off, you always gotta pay attention to the optics, right? He's coaching a team in Florida. He tells that team and probably his staff that he's going to Ohio to spend time with the grandkids. And he ends up spending time with somebody else's grandkids out of the spot that's named after him. You know what I'm saying? That's where the optics aren't the best. And the Jaguars haven't won a game this year. Mm-mm. And so how many years has he been coaching in the NFL?
Zero years.
See, he's not a seasoned vet by any means. And so when you make this hire and you take Trevor Lawrence number one, you think nothing else except this is going to be the person that guides him to greatness. And so the decision-making by Urban Meyer since he's taken the job has been questionable, whether it's people he put on his staff, how he used people that he drafted. Etienne ultimately ended up getting injured for this year. And so this is just not a good look professionally as their leader, as their head coach, as somebody they brought in to pay top dollar to help turn around the Jaguars franchise.
And if you remember, they lost a very close Thursday night game to the Bengals. And here is what Urban had to say after that game to give you an idea of his mindset heading into the weekend.
That's devastating, heartbreaking. You know, all these guys, usually I'm not wrong about stuff like that, that I just see a good team in there. I see good guys. I see good hearts. I see guys at work. And this team's going to win some games. We're getting better each week. Just sickening that you didn't win that thing. That's a heartbroken locker room, so we got to get them back. There are good people in that locker room.
He was heartbroken, Jalen. He was heartbroken after the Thursday night loss. Now, he did mention that he spoke to Shad Khan, the owner of the team. He mentioned that he spoke to the team. He spoke to the front office. What do you think that he had to say to his wife after this video went viral?
You know who I blame? I blame Ohio. And
Ohio.
It has a lot to do with the fact I'm from Michigan. Number one, ain't nobody in Urban Meyer's own spot supposed to be taking pictures of him doing things that he shouldn't be doing and posting them on the internet. That person who got that $150, that person should be arrested immediately. You know what I'm saying? Number one. Number two, this is why I blame Ohio. No adult entertainment spots open? Like, you can't be hanging out at your spot with your name on it. But here's the other thing. He really didn't want her to do it. If you look closer at the picture, he kind of had his arm in the way. But you can't hold back a thoroughbred. You can't just push her out of the way. You know what I mean? Because she's probably been in that spot with him before. So he didn't want to, like, turn her off or hold back a thoroughbred. So he just let her kind of stay there, fam.
This is the don't get fired topic of the day, and you are dancing dangerously close to that about to get us fired content. So we're going to move on and change this show into the Cardinals News Network. We adopted the Cardinals last year as our team, and they started out great, and so did Kyler Murray, and he was in the MVP conversation. Kyler Murray got injured about halfway through the year, and he didn't seem himself the second half last year. Well, he seems himself this year, and the Cardinals are now undefeated, and Kyler Murray is now the favorite to win the MVP. What do you think about Kyler's year thus far?
No surprises for supporters of Jalen and Jacoby. That's why we adopted the Cardinals, because while people were worried about Kyler Murray's hand size and or his height, where they were worried about if he would probably be better at baseball than football, which he probably might be. He's such a great athlete. Shout out to my guy Cliff Kingsbury. Took a lot of heat during the draft last year when he was sitting at his palatial pad and they were picking players and people was hating on the Cardinals. They added D-Hop. Fleeced the Texans to get him. And now all of a sudden, Kyler Murray is making magic with this squad. And my favorite thing about smaller guys is when they're the toughest, meanest guys around. That was like Isaiah Thomas with the Bad Boys. That's how I feel about Kyler Murray. And I've been telling you this since he got into the league. That's why I nicknamed him Joe Pesci. Where's the casino pitcher? I want to see him as a mob figure, because when you don't do what Kyler Murray wants you to do, you might get whacked. The only time this dude is smiling is when his team is catching a Hail Mary. The next play acts like nothing ever happened. Y'all better be lucky that Kyler Murray ain't 5 inches taller, or we'll all be in trouble for real, for real.
Well, we always talk about the best teams in the NFC, and when we saw the Rams beat the Bucs, we all anointed them. We put them in the Super Bowl already, and then the Cardinals came out and showed out and beat the Rams in Los Angeles. Huge win for them. We'll continue to follow the Cardinals as the season progresses and Kyler Murray's MVP candidacy becomes more and more favorite in the bookmakers in Las Vegas. But right now, we have to discuss something that happened between the Broncos and the Ravens. And the Ravens wanted 100 yards rushing, so at the very end of the game, they made sure to get that. And here is what Vic Fangio had to say about it from the other sideline.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of bull, but I expected it from them. You know, I've 37 years in pro ball. I've never seen anything like that. So, but it was to be expected, and we expected it.
Why did you expect it from them?
Because I just know how they operate. You know, they... That's just their, you know, mode of operation there. Player safety is secondary.
Some strong words. What do you think, Jalen?
Vic. Victor. Victory. Oh, wait. Y'all got smacked. And you're whining about it. You can't act like you've been around the league for decades and you haven't seen people chase stats or chase records. Mm-hmm. That happens every week. As a matter of fact, it's a part of people's contracts. The Ravens pride themselves on physicality and running the football. It's their identity. Of course they're going to take pride in a rushing record. They want to be the most physical disliked team in football. And if you don't want them to break the record on that final play, guess what you can do? You can blitz. That's what you can do. Except they got Lamar Jackson. And you don't want to get cute. Because if he faked the football like he's going to run it, and he pulls it back, and all of a sudden Andrews or somebody running butt naked down the middle of the field, and they score a touchdown instead of get the rushing record, then you really be mad. This is just reserved, Jacoby, for the losing team. It seems like the last 10 or 15 years, we've been worried about coddling to the losing team's feelings and all of these unwritten rules. If you don't like it, stop it.
It is that simple. I mean, I don't think that there's any legitimate beef here. They ran for the record. They wanted the record. They got the record. To say player safety, to claim player safety as secondary, that part to me didn't really make any sense because that was an extremely safe play. And if you watch it closely, Lamar Jackson didn't even try to get that far. Like, he slid at the end of it. He could have even gotten farther and maybe even gone out of bounds. But congratulations to the Ravens and Lamar Jackson for their consecutive 100-yard rushing games. Jalen, who is joining us after this very
The legend,
break?
The icon, who spits bars! AZ is joining Jalen and Jacoby up next.
Coming to you live from Pier 17, New York City, and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, who is joining us right now in the program?
We have a legend in the rap game joining us today. This man has been spitting historic bars for decades and decades. As a matter of fact, I ain't heard a punchline, an ad-lib, or a verse that I ain't like. AZ, please welcome to Jalen and Jacoby.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You've got a new project out, Do or Die 2, The Wheel. What can fans expect from that?
Oh, man, those that been following me, they can expect the classic AZ. And for those that's just knowing AZ, pure lyricism.
Now, you've been a part of some of the greatest projects in the history of rap music, including Illmatic. So
yes,
take
sir.
Me back to a time where the legend Nasir Jones is putting together a historic album, and he could ask anybody in the world to do a verse on this album. You are the only feature on that album. Take me back to that time period, please.
Oh, man. I mean, well, him just being signed and he trying to finish the album up, you know, it happened organically. I had no expectations, just in the studio. The music was on, and I started playing with my lyrics in my corner somewhere. He heard it. He was like, yo, I like that. Yo, put that on that track. And I'm thinking he playing because it's like, We know he was critically acclaimed at the time with Halftime Out and everybody anticipating the album. I was like, come on, man. He's like, nah, go on there. I did it. And everybody in the studio was like, wow, yo, that's it. I was like, all right, y'all still playing. And after that, he laid his verse and kept it, you know, because there was no expectations. We just did it. Just in the studio, just doing what we do all the time.
At the moment, I'm sure you didn't feel it, but one thing we always say here is that is like a championship banner. It's like
no
you
doubt.
Have a championship. You get a
he
ring
got rings.
For that
AZ
verse.
Got rings.
In the wow. moment, do you feel like you were going to be part of history?
Never. Who would? Mm. You know, it was like we just young kids just having fun speaking our mind and expressing our pain and our journeys through our earlier years, and it hit. It was something crazy. It felt good, though.
But then you didn't stop there. You came with your own classic, the original Do or Die. So who are some of the people that were influencing you at the time where you created your album?
Well, when I started rapping in general, like, you know, the Run DMCs influenced me. But then, you know, came the Rakims, the Kanes, KRS, Kool G Rap. I keep going. Chuck D, LL, all that. You know, that era was my era. It raised me, that music.
Well, I'm going to say it for you because I know you won't say it yourself. You are undervalued and underappreciated as one of the pioneers of hip-hop and sort of taking hip-hop and making it as popular as it is now.
All facts.
How do you feel about the current state of hip-hop and how mainstream it's become?
I mean, it definitely got more corporate from I've seen it from its inception. The sound's always going to change. Everything evolve and evolve, so... right now it is what it is, you know, I appreciate it. Cause it's a creative aspect and the younger cast is involved, but, hip hop came and it's here to stay. So I feel great about that the torch is being carried on.
AZ, I'm a little disappointed in something. So when people look back at the history of hip hop and I'm showing my age here, The Firm was a dope album.
The best.
Like, The Firm is a classic album. Youngsters, I'm asking you to download it right now. The Firm with Nas, Foxy, Dr. Dre, AZ is a classic album. So
that's real.
The formation of that project and Nature, too. Nature was a part of that. So talk to me about that project in particular.
Wow, that particular project, it came together and it had so many cooks involved because everybody was individually successful at the time. So... it was easy and hard, you know, because everybody came with egos to an extent and you know, they had their stats. But once we all got in the studio and got creative, it was a beautiful thing. That was the first time I think I actually met Dr. Dre, which was cool. And we did what we had to do. That's a classic. Like you said, it's definitely a classic, The Firm album.
That's one of my favorite albums of all time. Mm-hmm. Firm is so great. Wow. If you are under 30 and you don't know what we're talking about, get The Firm right now. But you are also an extremely accomplished solo artist as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any features on this project, Do or Die 2, The Wheel?
Oh, yo, this Do or Die 2 is serious to me because it's like I completed a cipher. You know, I started in 95 to put the first album out, and then in that contract, I signed a non-album contract. I initially signed my contract, and I was like, I didn't even do the first album yet. So it was kind of nerve-wracking, but as the years passed, I put a lot of albums out. I felt good, so I felt like this Do or Die 2 was a necessity. So I just wanted to, like, just bring those that I felt could contribute, like Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, Conway the Machine. They on the scene. They knew they good, the Griselda guys. Jaheim is a beautiful R&B singer. You know me, remind me of Teddy. I had to bring him back.
Just in case I'll make it home tonight.
True indeed. Yes, yes. And T-Pain. You know, T-Pain started his own movement with auto-tunes, and it shook up the hip-hop game for a minute, but he's definitely a fixture in the culture. So it's a good look, man. Do or Die 2, I'm proud of it.
So our producer, our audio guy, Reg DeLedge, he's been playing your newest album religiously, and he never makes requests.
He don't like anybody.
He don't like nobody. He don't like nobody. He said, I'm quitting the show if y'all don't get AZ to join the show.
Tell him I said salute, man.
No question. So, again, like, I appreciate you not only being a legend in the game, but still giving us new music And you mentioned Griselda. I like you teaming up with them because they're bringing back that grimy New York sound with Conway the Machine, Benny the Butcher, and West Side Gun. So what is it like breaking bread, being in the studio with the Griselda crew?
I mean, it feel like I still got it. Because, you know, after a while, you feel like you lose it a little bit, right? So, I mean, me patiently waiting to drop the album, because I've been wanting to drop the album, like, let's just say 4 or 5 years, but with everything been going on, getting in with wanting, them wanting to be a part of it made me feel like, okay, I still got a sword. I can still, you know, still sharp, you know what I mean? So it was a good look. It was a good look.
When you mentioned the rappers that influenced you, Kane and KRS and LL and Run DMC, you mentioned all New York rappers. But now it seems like every region is represented in the game of hip hop. What do you think about sort of how global hip hop has become?
Yo, that's a beautiful thing. Cause I mean, I just remember young and hearing it and just getting that feeling. And then, you know, our parents was like, turn that music off. It ain't never going nowhere. To see it grow how it did globally is like, wow. Like to see it from its inception is crazy to me. And to even be a part of it, me personally to be a part of it makes it even like, wow, you know, it's that wild moment for me.
What about this wild moment? What about this wild moment? When we're sitting around talking about classic albums this year,
right?
We're talking about Kanye. We're talking about Drake. We're talking about West Side Gun. We're talking about Door Die 2, The Will.
Wow.
What is it like to be a part of that conversation so many years later?
Man, I'm lost for words, honestly. I was just basically in my mind trying to, they say, just finish your breakfast. I was just like, let me finish my breakfast. So to get the response and the love that I'm getting, it means a lot to me. So I was going to quit after this here, but I'm going to keep going now.
Yeah, we need you to keep
we
going.
Need more.
As a matter of fact, you know who else keeps going? Your brother. King's Disease.
Oh, yes.
Nasir Jones.
Yes.
Are we going to get more collaborations from you guys? And what is it like for you understanding that basically y'all did the Illmatic album From the Mud?
Wow.
Now he's being critically acclaimed for his work now.
Yeah, yeah.
After all of these years.
Yeah, well, he definitely deserves it. Like, he's definitely top five of the game, the most spoke about, critically acclaimed. And he motivated me actually to really like get this album done and out the way. As far as collabos, I'm sure we're going to do something else. I'm sure. I'm hoping that we even put the firm back together, honestly, because it just makes sense. It really makes sense. You know,
that's what life is about. Did you just say put the firm back together? Did you just say put the firm back together?
Yes, we need that. Yes.
Wow.
Okay, Hit Boy, get to work. Okay, Alchemist, get to work.
Yes.
Primo,
yes,
we need you right now.
Yes.
You mentioned Dr. Dre, get in the beat. Get them beats together. Let's go.
Yes. Yes. Now you're talking. Yes.
AZ, you mentioned a 9-album deal, and in the 90s, the money was so much different. And now this new project you put out is independent. What do you think about how the finances of the music game has changed in the last 30 years?
You know what? I'm really learning this streaming situation right now. I'm really putting it together. I know we was getting big checks back then, but we weren't owning anything. So now it's ownership, and I think that's a great thing. And I think the streaming is more than just the CDs itself and the cassettes and the albums. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing what's going on, because honestly, I'm jumping back into like the big wave right now. So like, all right, streaming is this, and these amount of streams add up to one sale. So I'm kind of learning that right now, but independent is definitely great.
AZ, thank you so much for joining us. You are literally one of the best rappers
bars!
To ever speak into a microphone.
Bars!
Absolute
thank
bars.
You, man.
One of the legends of the game, one of the best rappers I've ever heard in my life. Thank you so much for joining us on Jalen and Jacoby.
Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
Salute. Yes, sir. Appreciate you, legend.
Right. My
we'll be back with more right after this. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we are wrapped up in the NFL season, so much so, I don't know if you noticed, but the NBA has started, and last night we had some big dunks in the preseason. Jalen, check out these clips from the preseason action.
It's great to see the NBA getting back to its normal calendar and schedule. Really happy that we were able to crown two champions in 10 months. One in the bubble, the Los Angeles Lakers. One, Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks, who stayed committed. to Milwaukee, but Anthony Edwards just did B.I. nasty. I see you, big cat, down there flexing. I like this dunking on the way up.
There were some great dunks. It's almost like they should, save it. I didn't expect to see all that in the preseason. I'm so excited about this season. We'll have a lot of chance to discuss that. But one thing I do want to discuss is this Lakers team. We're going to be talking about the Lakers all year. And don't forget, Dwight Howard is on this Lakers team. And in their first preseason game against the Brooklyn Nets, a marquee matchup, Dwight Howard didn't just foul out. He fouled out, got a flagrant, and a tech, like all in the span of 5 minutes. What do you think about Dwight's impact in this early preseason game?
That's pretty much his role, to give six fouls. And sometimes it's going to be to also catch lobs. It's never going to be to post up. But in all honesty, to just be a vet, to be a physical presence, and to earn his check and use his size. But come on, dog. You can't be fouling out and getting a tech and doing that. Like, come on.
All at the same time.
All preseason. He just getting warmed up. Big fella just getting warmed up.
Do you think he will finish games at the center spot for Los Angeles Lakers?
No. He's not going to be able to do it. No. That would be Anthony Davis, sir. Definitely that would be Anthony Davis. And that's one of the reasons why Russ, since Russ isn't a knockdown shooter, you can't have him and Dwight in games late. It just suppresses the floor for LeBron and AD to be able to operate. And so I don't anticipate he's going to finish games regardless of the lineups. But during regular season, when AD or players may be in or out of the lineup, there will be times that it happens, but I don't anticipate it's going to happen in a huge playoff game or anything like that.
In this preseason game, you see all of those future Hall of Famers in street clothes, LeBron and Russ and Carmelo and KD and James Harden. Do you expect to see them in street clothes during the regular season as well?
Rondo, not James Harden. And the thing is, the Lakers, to me, have the best collection. The Lakers have the best team in basketball. If they're healthy, they're going to win a championship, in my opinion. That doesn't mean they're going to have the number one seed, though. That's why getting off to a great start, taking advantage of a favorable schedule with a couple of light opponents is something that they must do early. But ultimately, once the playoffs come, I don't see a team in the Western Conference even pushing them to seven games, let alone beating them.
Jalen, classic rivalry tonight. One game wild card matchup between the Red Sox and the Yankees. Who do you have winning?
I got the Yankees. I wanted to say the Red Sox because I know you're a Die Easy fan, but I'm going to go with my guy Aaron Judge and the Yankees.
We'll be back tomorrow, 4 o'clock, ESPN2. We always have to give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. And Jalen, there's something happening in the world of sports that we haven't discussed that we need to finally broach this topic. The Michigan Wolverines are 5-0. The Michigan Wolverines are 5-0. Jalen.
What up, though?
Does Michigan have a football team?
Well, I like to gauge success off of realistic expectations. Mm-hmm. And going into each season in basketball and football, we're not like a college like Duke or Carolina who are like strictly basketball heavy, or Kentucky, or football craved schools who like Texas or Alabama or Ohio State, who are top heavy in one sport. At the University of Michigan, we're required to be in the Final Four of both sports every year. That's the expectation. That doesn't change this year.
Well, and I will say this. They haven't played a ranked opponent yet. So there's still some games on the schedule that could change the fate of the Wolverines.
I'm not here saying that we're better than Georgia. Big shout to the Bulldogs. Shout to my daughter Mariah, covering their games, covering high school games on Friday, covering Georgia games on Saturday, covering volleyball games. She's the next Maria Taylor. She's doing it right now. Right now she's doing it, crushing it. Shout to Georgia. Shout to Alabama. You know, I'm glad Nick Saban wasn't hanging out with Urban Meyer this past weekend. He don't have to worry about that. You know what I mean? And so, I'm not saying that we're them, but I am saying this would be a good year to beat Ohio State. I want to just keep my priorities. You and I'm not getting distracted from the priority. We got two priorities.
Whoa.
Beat Michigan State, beat Ohio State. That's the priority.
Predicting a win over Ohio State?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
We'll see.
I'm gonna respect that long arm of the law, because over the last 20 years, it's truly humbled me.
You know where
my daughter Mariah reminded me, as somebody who's ride or die Wolverines just like I am. Y'all saw her at the Final Four, even though she go to Georgia repping her Michigan gear. She reminded me that in her entire life, we beat Ohio State twice.
In her whole life. Since she's been on the planet.
Yes.
So, Jalen, so I really enjoyed my time in Buffalo this weekend, and I got the travel bug. I want to go to a Detroit Lions game, and if the Wolverines are undefeated, we're not just going to the Ohio State game. We're going to watch the Ohio State game from Urban Meyer's Pint House. I want to go to Urban Meyer's Pint House.
I like what you did there.
I want to go there. I didn't even know that was even a thing. I didn't know. I mean, we've all seen like Michael Jordan's steakhouse, and like Clyde Frazier has a spot here. I know Eddie George has a place in Columbus, but Urban Meyer's Pint House looks like a good time. Let's go have a pint.
It does. But here's the thing. The title of your establishment gotta fit the human being's personality. And to me, Urban, like, again, that should be called like Jacoby's Pint House. You know what I mean?
What are you trying to say?
Like the kind of guy that'll jump off of jump on a table at a Buffalo Bills game. The kind of guy that'll have beverages at 10 in the morning. Oh, wait. I'm just underestimating the fact that Urban probably was doing that too. I don't know.
Good for Urban.
I don't know. Good for him.
Can we talk about the table?
He did nothing illegal.
Hold on, I posted the clip.
Free Urban Meyer.
He did nothing. He should not even have to apologize. The idea that he had to have a press conference and apologize is kind of, I have no idea what his situation is with his significant other. He did nothing wrong.
I was listening to Jalen and Jacoby today, and they got into the Urban Meyer topic. I want you to have this takeaway from how we feel. Free Urban Meyer.
Free Urban Meyer. He might not be a good NFL head coach, but he should not have to apologize. And then we got people talking about, should he be fired? No, he shouldn't be fired. What'd he do? There's some girl dancing on him. He didn't even seem to be into it. Like, he honestly didn't even seem to be enjoying himself that much, to be honest with you.
He had his arm in the way. He didn't put his arm around her. You know what I'm saying? He didn't do any gyrating.
There's an alternate angle. I don't know if you saw that. There's an alternate
angle. I blame Ohio.
You can't have multiple people filming Urban Meyer
doing something
that he shouldn't be doing at his own place. Like, you guys woke up in the morning and put into Uber Urban Meyer's Pint House and then found Urban Meyer there and then filmed him. Rude.
That's so cheesy. See, those are the kind of things. This is why Michigan and Ohio have rivalries. You know what I mean? Like, we protect our legends. You know what I'm saying? This man that went undefeated with the team and brought up a national championship came out of retirement after coaching Florida, turned around the program, brought them back to glory, and you got some 22-year-old in there filming him so they can make $150 from a blog site? Come on, man. You get kicked out of I hope whatever fantasy league that these people in, they get kicked out.
That's the punishment that you want? You want them kicked out of the fantasy league. That's the punishment
that you're
looking for.
I want them kicked out of all fantasy leagues, all the frat houses, all sororities. They should be banned for all collegiate activities moving forward.
You know what I just figured out? That Urban Meyer is the reason that Instagram went down yesterday. He didn't want people watching that video. Urban Meyer's like, this video's going viral. We need to do something. He was in Silicon Valley unplugging all the plugs he could find, just trying to get Instagram shut down. And then someone's like, oh, Facebook is also down. Like, who notices? Do you have a Facebook page?
I do have a Facebook page.
I don't have a Facebook page. I don't even know how Facebook works.
I got to tell you a secret.
What's that?
not only have a Facebook page, I have a YouTube page, Jalen TV. And cooking up some really good content for Jalen TV.
Well, if we keep talking about Stay Urban Meyer, that might be the only place that you can find Jalen and Jacoby.
Yep.
That girl, she decides, she's like, oh, there's Urban Meyer.
Man, and then I'm telling you.
I love in the press
conference. Let me ask you a couple of follow-up questions. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
We're
you know
what
I'm saying?
Trouble,
like,
man. We're gonna
because,
get in trouble.
Because I guarantee you 95% of people that were in that establishment, I would bet anything looked more like you than me. So I need to ask you a couple of questions about how this works.
Okay. Ask away. Guy.
Number one, when he walks in, everybody giving him acknowledgement, right? But see, the difference when you're Urban Meyer is more parental. And that's about your personality. It has nothing to do with, like, your age, right? So when he walks in, they're not giving him dap and hugs. They're like more, that's Urban Meyer, that's Urban Meyer. They like
handshake.
Yeah.
You get a white
they
guy
handshake.
They're giving
a stern white guy handshake or, like, a nervous wave. You know what I mean? But when he sits down, this is where I want to ask you. But when he sits down, it is his place. But there are clearly other people that's going to buy him shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't randomly just to get to stroll up on Urban Meyer and sit by him, then sit on his lap. So I have to ask you, and this is my question.
Mm-hmm.
How long you think he been knowing her?
Well, a couple things. If you really pay attention to the press conference, he said there was a group of people that took pictures with him. So now he's already putting himself in the position of, I would just had to do this for the fans. And then they tried to get him on the dance floor.
They
so now he's a victim. Now he's
ears.
A victim. He's being victimized. So I'm gonna venture to guess that he did not ever lay eyes on these young people before that incident.
And I agree. That's why I ask you that. Mm-hmm. I, ding, 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 agree. Which now leads to the second question. So now you like, I'm getting a little action. You know what I'm saying? Everybody dancing. You looking around, looking in the rearview mirror, trying to make sure ain't nobody taking no pictures or whatever. But you got a young thoroughbred standing in front of you if you Urban. So how do you allow her to have fun without discouraging her?
Well, I believe that if Urban could do this again, it would have gone down differently. Because he needs to maintain that social distancing. You know? He needs to maintain the social distancing. This is COVID. She was not 6 feet away from him. You know? She was not. She got too close. And we've talked about the arm placement. The arm placement was a little bit like, hey, maybe you should social distance a little bit more. However, that second angle was not good for Urban. Because I don't have no idea what his situation is with his wife, but if she was mad about the first video, she's going to be really mad about the second video. Because the second video, there's definitely some issues going on there.
And by the way, we're laughing because nobody got injured. No one did anything illegal. And the actions by both human beings seem consensual. So we're not going to be the people that act like one of them should now have to go do 30 days in the penitentiary. We're not going
to
do that.
He shouldn't have to apologize even.
He shouldn't have to apologize to the world. There's one person he need to talk to about that, his wife.
Who knows? And who knows?
We don't know what relationship they have. Look at Will and Jada. Look at Will and Jada. They just bought a mansion so they can do entanglements.
But
we don't know.
I love the idea. I love the idea that she made sure to say that she was with the grandkids, because that was this whole thing. Is I gotta go see my grandkids, but it's like, dog, you certainly had some free time. You know what I mean? Like he had some free time.
Well, he had to go check on the business though. Like you got to get on the plane from Florida, And you can't just say, I'm going to check on the grandkids, because people like, put them on the jet, bring them here. He like, I got to go check on the wife, check on the kid, check on the grandkids. And man, the cash register at the Pint Spot be coming up short on these Saturdays.
Yeah, the Pint House has been, the manager quit.
I got to go there.
I've heard some reports about some unhappy employees. So I need to make sure that everything's up and up.
Yes.
I need
make sure what needs
people
to
are on their P's and Q's. Do you know what P's and Q's mean? Have you ever heard this? See, this is I'm gonna give you some game. People always say you're on your P's and Q's. Have you heard that statement?
Yes.
Pints and quarts. You gotta know who's drinking pints and who's drinking quarts. And they don't call it the courthouse, it's called the pint house. It's called the pint house at Urban Meyer's Pint House.
This is why you come to Jalen and Jacoby to get David Jacoby inside scoop information, Cliff Notes version of the white guy manuals. You know what? We should start a segment called the white guy manuals. Have you sitting there with a big beard, you know what I'm saying? Show you binge drinking at the Buffalo Bills game.
Whoa, binge. I was drinking. I was not binge drinking, okay? I was drinking.
What's the difference? Can you decipher the two, sir? Okay.
Binge
you
want to go sound here? Good.
Okay. No, please
no,
continue.
I don't want to go here. I do not want to go here. I want to go far from here as possible. Okay. Jalen Wojnarowski, your colleague, Countdown Crew, is reporting that there's some discussions have been stalled between DeAndre Ayton's representatives and the Phoenix Suns because they are not going to give him a max extension. DeAndre Ayton had a breakout season last year. However, if I'm old enough to remember that in the NBA Finals, they started great for DeAndre Ayton, but they didn't finish great for DeAndre Ayton. Do you think he will end up getting a max contract extension?
Yes, yes, and yes. It's not, in a lot of cases, what you deserve is what you have the leverage to negotiate. And they're not replacing DeAndre Ayton, so they got to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the same draft as Luka. He got paid. He signed. Same draft as Trae Young. He got paid. He signed. Marvin Bagley, that was a bad pick.
Whoops. Yeah.
That was a bad pick. Sacramento Marvin Kings. Bagley. You know what I'm saying? Y'all did the Detroit Pistons in the Darko draft. Four players right there. Three players show that they worth their status early in their careers. And then we take Darko. And let me tell you, I cannot make this up. As I say this out loud, one of the people I love so very much. You know what? I'm not even going to say this because I love him that much.
You got to say it now.
No, I'm not. I love this person so much that I'm not gonna even say how that reminds me, but that ain't this and this ain't that. I ain't gonna even do it.
Okay. Well, I remember when DeAndre Ayton came out of college, everyone was talking about his jump shooting ability and how he's got good touch and this and that. And you know what the Suns said to him last year? They're like, forget the jump shooting ability. Like, don't do that no more.
Hey, big fella, we need to talk to you.
If anything you're gonna do, it's gonna be a jump hook, not a jump shot. And that definitely worked out for him, and he benefited from having Chris Paul to engineer that offense. So, Jalen.
What up, though?
People forget about Andre Drummond. Andre Drummond is on the Philadelphia 76ers. Can you imagine a world in which Embiid and Drummond share the floor at the same time?
No. Now, it will happen at some point of the season because 82 NBA games is like a grind. It's like baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll see your left fielder pitching at some point of the year, right? It just happens. And so it'll be an anomaly what it does, but I think Andre Drummond is going to fit in a lot better in Philly than he did with the Lakers for one simple reason and one simple reason only.
What's that?
The Sixers are the only team that's going to primarily use post-ups for their best player. They're the only team in the whole league. I know somebody right now scrambling to prove me wrong. Giannis facing the basket. AD
Jokic,
facing
maybe?
The basket.
Jokic
is at the top of the key.
Yeah, yeah.
Primarily. And so because of that point, that means they practice that way. That means they design plays for that action. And we know there are going to be games that Embiid misses due to load management. So therefore, Andre Drummond could be a version of Embiid in that offense. So I anticipate he's actually going to be productive and have a really good year for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Does it feel too early to have NBA basketball back in our lives?
No, because of the season, and it's October, so my body clock isn't ready based on what you just said, having two champions in 10 months, now restarting the clock to try to get back on a regular schedule. But my mind is because all of the sports are happening, and I love this time of the year. College football, basketball is about to start, NBA, NFL, Major League, playoffs, wrestling, Jaylen. Boxing.
Jaylen, do you know what I'm doing with my phone right now? I just Googled the Lions schedule because they need
us.
I'm coming to Detroit and we're going to a Lions game. Like the Bills needed us and we delivered. We really did. But I'm going to a Lions game and I'm going to pick a game that they're going to win. So they
Let's host, do it.
They host the Bears in November. Oh, that's Thanksgiving. I can't make that one.
While you're what doing do you that, think? Can I say something about the Bears? While you're doing that, can I say something about the Bears?
No, you can't. No, you do not have my permission to say anything about the Bears. The Lions-Bengals on the 17th. That could be a win.
We about to go on a 3-4 game win streak right now.
No.
We biting knees today in practice. Each other's.
Knees?
Each other's.
All right, so I'm no. They host the Eagles on Halloween.
I got. I might have to go see my guy Jalen. I might have to go to that one.
The Bears on the 25th. The Vikings on December 5th. The Cardinals no.
Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes.
Packers no.
Brad,
no,
hit the brakes.
It's gotta be a Bengals game. I'm going to the Bengals game. On the 17th.
You want me to give you the ultimate sign of Lions disrespect? The Bears started Justin Fields. He scores, he throws for 3 touchdowns and they win. The next game, they're starting Andy Dalton. They literally did what we said that they should do. Put them out there against a team that they have a 63% chance to beat. And now they're about to put them back on the bench.
They can't do that.
What?
They cannot do that. If they start Andy Dalton, Matt Nagy's going to get fired. He's going to get fired. He's getting fired. Matt Nagy is not going to be the Bears coach when at the end of the season. It's not going to happen. So, Jay, I'm looking at the Lions schedule. There's no wins. I don't see a single win here. The Steelers, maybe. That's in Pittsburgh.
Come on, man. It's the Jared Goff era now.
I think I'm coming on the 17th.
I'm going to stay
at the MGM.
Let's do it.
On the 17th. I'm going to get a flight like 6 o'clock right after the game. Just like we did in Buffalo. It's gonna be great.
Let's do it.
Last time I was at a Lions game, Jalen got us tickets. And then he just deserted us. He went to the suite. I didn't get invited to the suite.
I was hanging out with Denzel that day. You know, I was hanging out with Uncle D.
I thought it was Denzel.
Denzel. You know, here's some breaking Jalen and Jacoby news. We call Denzel Washington is a junior. Therefore, when his mother used to call his father and him, they both would come. So therefore, she called senior Denzel and called the youngster junior Denzel. So when y'all approach my uncle, call him by his proper pronunciation of his name, Denzel.
Jalen, our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. Don't forget to call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. It's 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail, and we'll put it on the show just like this.
What up, Jalen? What up, Jacoby? Shout out, Red the Ledge. This is Fry out of Atlanta. Good suggestion, Jacoby. First off, good suggestion on Lee Field. I'm a truck driver, so as soon as you said it, I just, like, I typed it into Apple Music, listened to it. Pretty soul, pretty bluesy. I like that. Quick shout out to Mac Ayers and Tom Mitch and Karam Dan. That's some, like, that's a more like soulsy type music, new age type soul. But anyway, forget all that. So since Jalen been saying that he's about to go on summer vacation, it's like a day away from October, the NBA season about to start. So Jalen, what's like a number one travel snack that you gotta have before you head out to a new venue? You hopping flights, checking flights and all that. So what's y'all's like number one travel snack that you gotta have with you in order to make the trip a good trip? Keep getting them checks and keep giving the people what they want. Please.
Jalen, I love truck drivers. Big shout out to
Me
all
too.
The truck drivers passing time by listening.
Keep getting them checks.
Keep getting them checks. Jalen, what is your number one travel snack is the question.
So, I grew up with humble beginnings, and I adopted eating snacks really early because they became a real form of a meal in my life. So, when I was really young, like eating chips at 8 in the morning or eating popcorn at 10 at night for dinner, that was like commonplace. And Jacoby, you could tell the world, when we first started doing this show, what did I used to do 8, 9, 10 in the morning in LA before we had every show?
This
with
dude.
Snacks.
Well, a couple things. Two things you would do. Number one is, I don't know how many movies you've gone to, but you've definitely gone to the movie theater and gotten the large popcorn. There's a movie theater by the studio here. There's a movie theater by the studio in Los Angeles. Enjoy,
and South Seaport.
Yeah, go there. Go to the movie theater, not have a ticket, and get a large popcorn. And then there's also the Eato's habit, which is one of the weirder things I've ever seen anybody do when it comes to eating, is the Eato's. Is anything that ends in Eato's, whether it's Cheetos, Fritos, Doritos, anything that has anything to do with Eato's, he'll open up like three different bags, squish them so they get, so the chips are all broken, pour them all into one bag, shake that bag up and mix it, and then drink it like it's a beverage. It's just one of the weirdest things I've ever seen anybody do. So I would say your number one travel snack is the Eato's.
So it has to be anything chips. So being from Detroit, all Better Made barbecue, everything. I eat Better Made barbecue chips. I'll eat them all day, every day. The Eato's, the efficiency of the Eato's, when you first buy the bag, it's only like 33% full anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
There's a lot of space.
Right. So it actually fits to mix three bags into one, first off. The next thing, I don't want the cheese on my hands. If I'm gonna eat a lot of Doritos, I'm gonna eat a lot of Cheetos, I do not want the cheese on my hands for the next 5 hours. I do not want that. So that's why I pour them and drink them. But my favorite travel snack, trail mix.
Trail mix? I've never seen you eat trail mix. We've been doing it for 10 years.
Trying to be a little healthy. You know, trying to be a little healthier.
No. Trail mix is not healthy. If you look at trail mix, it's nuts and chocolate and M&Ms. Like, that's
and
not
raisins.
Healthy. Raisins. Yeah, that's not healthy. Anything with chocolate chips in it is not healthy. No.
I would say the snack that I would take with me to travel, definitely Better Made chips. Jay's better made chips. I've done that forever. Hot popcorn, barbecue popcorn.
There's no such thing as barbecue popcorn.
David Jacoby.
There's no such thing.
David, it's one of the things I've been eating my entire life.
Barbecue popcorn?
Better Made makes barbecue popcorn. Sure does. Red bag and all. I'm gonna get some when I leave here. I'm gonna go right to the gas station and eat a whole bag on the way to the crib just for you.
Well, this might be our last show. Urban Meyer did us. He did us. Urban Meyer got us.
He was in uniform though. He had the half zip with the button up.
Looking
like
real
a coach.
Urban Meyer. He's looking real Urban Meyer. That's the thing is like when you're a coach is different than being a player. You know? Like if an ex-player, people like expect certain things. When you're a coach, you've got that authority. You're a father figure to the community.
See, that's why I'm gonna never be an authority. I don't want to be an authority.
No.
When I walk into the spot, I'm giving dap. You know what I mean? I'm not pointing yeah. orders. You know what I'm saying? Urban, like, put that drink down. What are you doing? You know you've had enough.
Does Michigan host Ohio State this year? Or
we gotta
going to the Pine House.
We gotta go to the Pine House. You know what?
I wanna go to the Pine
we
House.
We go out to the
I'm
Pine
going
House.
To the Pine
Let's
house.
Go to the Pine House. Let's
I'm
go
going to the
Pine,
Pine House. Oh, Michigan
I'm gonna
host
go with
this
all
year.
My Michigan gear too.
Michigan host this year. So we're going to the Pine House next year for the Michigan Ohio State game in Columbus. We will be back if we're not canceled tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.